Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at July 15, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an American social media personality, Dominic Dom Luker McGee, at Dom_Luker. He's best known for lying about absolutely everything, and for spreading QAnon-related conspiracy theories and disinformation on the Russo-Ukrainian war. Based on Dom Luker, Dom Luker is a massively popular Renaissance man, who's dabbled successfully in military, hip-hop, financial advising, philanthropy, politics, and of course breaking narratives. Hell, he even wrote an Everybody Wiki about himself. In many ways, Dominic is the George Santos for the black community, as almost everything about his past has been either exaggerated or completely made up. A Twitter user at Coffin It Up, they're great, follow them and check their Substack, has made a lot of research on Dom. And I'll be referencing to his investigative work quite often. First of all, Dom claims to have graduated from college in 2017 from Penn State, but they couldn't verify any diplomas or degrees. Dom then backpedaled and said he's missing his internship. He's actually been enrolled to Penn State since 2017, but hasn't graduated after 61 halves years. They even kicked him out once. Dom's also claimed to have obtained a certificate from Wharton University, but there's absolutely no proof of any of this. Mr. McGee has also his own business, Credit Cadabra. The site's been referred to as the most searched and serviced financial advising company, which doesn't really mean anything at all. Anyway, it appears that he wrote a bunch of five-star reviews by himself. McGee also joined the Army in 2013. He had a four-year contract, but was allegedly generally discharged. Dom's version is that he left in order to care for his half-brother. As usual, his story is full of holes and you can read more about it here. As is tradition with pathological liars like Santos and McGee, the lies hardly stop there. Dom's also lied about owning a $150,000 watch, it's a cheap copy, buying a house at the age of 22, he was / renting it, and having a net worth of $1.2 million. Dominic has built his brand around being a black conservative who supports Donald Trump. He was also involved in the Stop the Steal movement, and even orchestrated his own FB group around the event called Win the Win. Most of his followers on social media came from running the group, which was also filled with QAnon references like The Storm Will Come. The group was also used by far-right militias for recruiting members. Dom has launched an NGO called the Citizens Crusade, although there is no information of this organization outside of Dom's interviews, so it's probably just another made-up project of his. Dom Luker has over 500,000 followers on Twitter, and his exposures have relatively high engagement. These posts include ridiculous claims like saying that Tom Hanks is a pedophile and it was actually Trump that got Epstein locked up. He's also promoted the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, which claims that high-profile Hollywood stars and politicians are involved in a child sex trafficking ring. As an evidence, he posted a segment from Ben Swan's Reality Check TV show from Fox. Swan has promoted every conspiracy theory out there, and has made almost $7 million by the Russian government for his propaganda work for the South America, Indian and Chinese markets. As most grifters often focus on what's trending, Dom has also written about Ukraine. In one of his hot takes, he stated that Putin is fighting the deep state in Ukraine, and that QAnon is somehow connected to human trafficking in Ukraine. He also shared a slideshow that was supposed to be proof that Ukraine is infested with Nazis. Too bad most of the images were from Russia. Mistreatment of children in Ukraine is probably a remnant from the Soviet times. Read more here. He's pushed the bioweapons lab conspiracy theory and also tried to connect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, into the production of pandemic diseases that could be used as a bioweapons. In addition, Dom's tweeted about the genocide in Donbas. On July 14, 2023, one of Prigozhin's trolls revealed the Donbas genocide victims were actually paid actors. He also forgot to mention that a lot of the civilians died in Donbas came from the down shooting of MH17. In Dom's view, the 2014 Revolution of Dignity was a CIA-orchestrated coup. His source for this is a far-left fake news blog, MR Online. He's also suggested that Zelensky is a war criminal and that the US provoked the war with Russia. You know, all the classics. Dom is definitely trying to make his way into conservative politics, and in the current state of post-truth politics he could actually make it. That's probably why he's a black conservative supporting Trump, as the truth is absolutely irrelevant within the MAGA gang. To conclude, Dominic McGee is an opportunist, attention-seeking grifter who's trying to make money by spreading disinformation and conspiracy theories. he follows every current thing in order to garner to his fans, while trying to make a quick buck. Sources. Support my work. Subscribe for my YouTube channel. Past Soups. Some more narrative breaking in here.